Welcome to Talking Sense. I'm Mark Osorio.
And I'm Teresa Arago. We're financial advisors, and if there's one thing we understand, it's that money can be confusing.
So get ready, because we're breaking down what you don't know about money today on Talking Sense.
The holidays can bring mixed emotions for many. The joy of the season mixed with the stresses that come with all the parties, presents, and people. So grab your favorite cocoa or coffee and get cozy. Today, we're going to give you three tips for surviving the holidays.
Everyone has family traditions, you know, their own little memories, the way that they celebrate the holidays. For us, we've got a couple. So after Thanksgiving, the weekend right after, mm-hmm. my mom and my stepdad start decorating the house, you know, putting mm-hmm. the Christmas tree up, putting all the lights. I do that at my house as well. And then for Christmas, my family actually gets together on Christmas Eve that night, usually at my uncle's restaurant. And we've got, you know, a big feast. He puts mm-hmm. together all the food, all the trimmings, everything. And then after midnight, we'll usually open one gift together.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
I also didn't know your uncle owns a restaurant. This is something that I need to eat at said restaurant.
Yeah.
For my family, we've got several, of course, too. But one of the ones my kids love most is whatever day we put up the tree. And it's not always the same because we are a blended family. But that day, we have to have hot chocolate. We have to have brownies and we have to watch a Christmas movie. And usually we're going to watch The Grinch That Stole Christmas, mm-hmm. the Jim Carrey version, because it is amazing.
Yeah, so good.
But that is one. And then the other one is we always go to the Christmas Eve service at my church. So those are the two big must haves each year for us. But, you know, we all have wonderful memories and traditions. But can we all just admit there's also a lot of stress that comes with Christmas mm-hmm. and the holidays? For a few minutes today, we're going to give you some tips to help you survive, because with me, again, being blended family, especially, there's like 32 places to go every year. And there's a lot. I mean, just I've got a Christmas concert this week and then a Christmas concert and a band concert next week. And then we've got the parties on top of these things for mm-hmm. my crew. And that's only two of my kids that we're counting. So it can get pretty chaotic. And so we're going to talk through those. And this is, I wrote this one mostly for me. So I'm just going to be honest.
I'm feeling it too. So
yes. So we got three tips and they're going to be pretty easy to remember. Okay. So the first one, don't try to do all the things.
Yep.
Okay. You have a finite number of hours in each day and set realistic expectations for yourself and your family. So you've got to leave margin, just like you do with your budget. You've got to leave margin in your time. And for me this year, I'm fostering. I've got 13,000 kids, joking. We've actually got six, and then there's two more in the house right now. So for me, I'm not going to be singing in the Christmas concert this year. It was hard for me to step down from that.
Mm-hmm.
But it meant committing a couple of hours every Sunday to be at rehearsals. And just with my family dynamic right now, that wasn't going to be realistic. And then to be there all day Sunday to prep mm-hmm. wasn't going to be realistic. So this year I just said, you know what? This is the thing that I'm going to let go this year.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's very wise, because you have to give yourself permission to say no to events. And, you know, we hear a lot of times about just the power of just saying no.
Yes. Right?
And it's so difficult for some of us. Definitely for me, because I think a crowd pleaser and I like to, you know, mm-hmm. go to all the things. But I think it can, a lot of times, it can be kind of to my detriment, because time is something that we can never get back.
Yes.
So, you know, it's good to prioritize events according to our values, because we also want to make sure that we're giving our best.
Yes. And I think one of the other things that I've said no to that is going to get me in trouble, I'm sure, at some point, is I do not have an elf on the shelf. I've had one for many years. I've already got a plan in place. There will not be an elf in our home this year. We're going to have a shepherd on the search here in a few days. Mm-hmm. He's going to come. But our elf has officially retired. Our elf was never one that had a lot of mischief in him, because mm-hmm. Why would Santa's elf get into trouble all the time? That was kind of our view on it. But it is important to learn to give your best yes or just give a no. Mm-hmm. Because if you're not giving your best yes, if you can't really commit to it, are you really benefiting the person? Are you really pleasing them? Mm-hmm. If you're just giving them a piece of yourself and not something that you can be passionate about.
Yeah. I mean, the last thing that I want to do whenever I'm, you know, going to an event is thinking about the next three events that I'm going to have to go to. And if I got the gifts and if I've got the, you know, all the things, it can be stressful.
And that leads into our second tip. We've said, don't try to do all things. Don't try to buy all the things. Mm. you have to understand your budget and plan around that for your spending instead of using credit if you really want to be able to enjoy your time. If all you're worried about is the debt that is mounting, then you're going to have a harder time really enjoying.
Yeah. So remember what matters most to you, because in reality, memories are so much more valuable than any of the gifts, you know, gadgets, toys that you could own. And, and I think that's so wise, right? Because, I mean, growing up, that was for me and my family, that was one of the things that we didn't have a whole lot of was you know, money. And and so there wasn't many gifts or anything like that. But I think that that actually kind of helped us, because then we kind of had to entertain ourselves somehow. And spending that time together during the holidays has continued to be a very special thing.
Yeah, some of my fondest memories of childhood are just playing board games or doing crafts, things like that. And you know, with my kids, granted, I have a lot of them, so that's a big part of this decision. But even before I had a large family, I always had a budget that was set in advance. That's actually pretty modest, I think many would think. And I'm not saying that to pat myself on the back. It's just what I chose to do. Whatever your budget is, just plan ahead, and we don't have a say. But when the kids' funds were spent, whatever dollar amount I allocated to that child, it's done. We stopped buying. And someone once told me jokingly that, you know, if three gifts was enough for Jesus, it's enough for my kids. So I kind of adopted that mentality. Wow. But like last year, one of my kids got a hoodie, and that was their favorite gift. I mean, it was their favorite team or something along those lines. But, you know, if you set that kind of in your mind that it's more about the experience, it's more about the kindness and spending time with your family, then you might find that you're not just overspending constantly. But let's also remember this, going back to not trying to do all the things too, even paying for the mini potlucks and dirty Santa gifts can add up. So remember, it's okay to just say no thank you if the budget doesn't have room for it, to say, you know, I'm busy that night, I'm not going to be able to make it, instead of feeling obligated to go spend $30 between food and a gift for a party.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like one of the things that you put on here as far as, you know, if you have already used a credit card this year, you know, paying it off as soon as possible, and then taking the payment that you were allocating to that credit card and using that to start savings for the next year.
Yes. So if you're paying $300-$400 to a credit card to pay it off, as soon as you pay it off, don't just let that $300 go back into the budget. Mm-hmm. Let it go to savings and start building for the next year. And go ahead and start thinking through what your budget needs to be for next year, so that January 1, you can start saving. I joke that every year Christmas sneaks up on me. It's a joke. I do put money back, but it's like, man, that thing, like every year between November and December 25th, it's just like time collapses on me. Yeah. And maybe because I have 32 people to buy for. But I will say, if you plan ahead, you can also sometimes find deals on those things that you'd want to get in different times of the year.
Right.
And go ahead and buy them and hide them away. I've got friends who do that, and it works out wonderfully for them. So, you know, again, and one of my kids asked this year, she wants our family to go do something together. That's what she wants for Christmas. And I thought that was so cool.
Yeah.
You know, and so just, you know, don't set yourself up to feel like you have to kind of keep up with the Joneses when it comes to Christmas. Your kids will be fine if they don't have a room full of presents. Probably they'll be better. Because if you think back, and I've done this before just to test it out, I asked my kids, what was your favorite present last year? And some of them couldn't even remember what they got last year.
That doesn't surprise me.
And this was in like March. I mean, I'm not saying I did it like recently. This was in March. I was like, what was your favorite Christmas present this last year? And they couldn't even remember what they had gotten. So, you know, don't let yourself get into that trap of feeling like you've got to buy all the things. And if you've already kind of set your time parameters and you kind of, you know, limited the number of dirty Santa gifts you have to buy at $20 a pop, then that'll help you too with your budget. No. So we've kind of dealt with that. Don't try to do all the things. Don't try to buy all the things. And the last thing is, don't try to be all the things.
Yeah. So saying yes to everything will likely leave you spent and unable to enjoy the time with your loved ones, which, is kind of what we've been talking about here is, you know, having that go-go mentality and buying all the things, how that will leave you emotionally as well, because it will take a toll on you.
And when, for me at least, when I find myself just scrambling and scrambling and scrambling, then what tends to happen is every little thing becomes a big deal when it comes to my kids. Like the, then they become an almost a nuisance because they're getting in the way of my activity. Mm-hmm. And that's not what I was called to do. I was not called to go to the Christmas parties. I was not called to be the room mom and do all these other things. I was called to be mom. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah. Or if you're, you know, if you're son or daughter or friend, those are the roles that matter. Those relationships matter. And if you're trying to be everybody's person, you're going to find that you don't have enough. We've talked about this before. You know, when you're on an airplane and they talk about the emergency procedures, they say, put your mask on first and then take care of others. So you've got to know your limits and give yourself that permission to live by those. For me, for instance, large crowds are not my thing. I'm not a big fan of large crowds. So if I were invited to a big Christmas get together at some hotel, like those New Year's Eve parties, things like that, I know that's not going to be something that fills me up. Mm-hmm. So I'll opt out of those. Now, you want to invite me over for a small family, you know, a friends and family thing at someone's house, I'm all in. Just don't ask me to host. Because, again, I know myself and my family.
Yeah.
But there are some people that love to host. Mm-hmm. And they love that's to have. Me. Yeah. That, and if that's great, then you invite people over. You know, just,
I just don't like the cleanup afterwards.
Well, see, and that means you got to work on your friends because they should be helping you with that. So when you're planning your Christmas purchases, remember also that the gifts do not determine your value. Your value is not determined by giving someone the perfect thing. And for me, this is a challenge that I faced because my mom was the ultimate gift giver and she made everything big. Every holiday was big and even random holiday. I mean, Memorial Day was big. Like she loved to have her family over. Mm. She loved to grill or have a big dinner and all that. And that filled her up. But for me, that's not me. And I have to remember that not being that is also okay.
Right.
That it's okay to keep things small and do the things that I can give my best yes to.
Of course. Yeah. You have to, again, give your the best of yourself because if, you know, I think if I'm being sincere, my goal each holiday is, you know, to make others feel special, right? And cared for. Right. So if I'm not in the mental and don't have the emotional capacity to do that, then I'm doing them a disservice and I'm not accomplishing what I've set out to do as well.
And I think it helps to know what people's love languages are. If you've never read the Five Love Languages book, I would encourage you to at least like read the Cliff Notes because it does fit a lot of people. And I think that there's some really cool tools. Like I am a quality time person. A better gift for me would be to say, hey, we're going to go get coffee together and spend an hour and a half just chit-chatting. That will fill me up more than anything you could buy for me. Or if you made something for me, that is like the best gift ever. And it doesn't cost you much. Mm-hmm. But there are people who are natural gift givers and they want to plan your budget. See, that's the balance is knowing who you're trying to bless and who you are as a person so that you can love well and let them feel loved too. Mm-hmm. So there's, you know, don't try to do all the things. Don't try to buy all the things. Don't try to be all the things. And we're going to kind of sum this up a little bit for you here. Look, surviving the holidays may require a mindset shift. Experiences create memories, and memories are what our loved ones will carry when we are gone. And I can speak to this after having lost my mom. If you're so busy doing and buying and baking and hosting and all of that, and you forget to be present to enjoy your family, you're going to regret it. So take a breath, step back, and ask yourself what you want your legacy to be, and then choose the things that align with that for your holiday priorities.
That's so important, and it's so good to be reminded of that, you know, leading into that time of the year. You know, we love giving gifts and blessing others just like you do, you know, but giving to the detriment of your financial stability is unhealthy. Mm-hmm. And we encourage you to avoid overspending this season so you can give with a happy and also a financially healthy heart. So, you know, that goes back, you know, to the best thing that you can do for others is make them feel loved, you know, and that doesn't have to be a monetary thing. That doesn't have to be to the detriment of yourself either, you know, because yeah, having a happy and healthy heart, that's what's going to allow you to really have that, free yourself up to love that person well.
Yes. And I will say for my mom, she was a gift giver, but she would do it to the detriment of her finances. And there was one point where we really had a challenge of trying to help her get out of debt early in my career here at Gen Wealth. So definitely, you know, keeping a balance there is really important. Well, that's all we've got for you guys today. Thank you so much for joining us on Talking Sense. We hope that you've learn something that you can apply this holiday season to maybe feel a little less stressed out and enjoy your time with your family. So that's our two cents on surviving the holidays. Join us on our next episode when we're going to talk to you about how to get unstuck when your financial health has been derailed.
Happy holidays. Thanks for listening to Talking Sense. And if you like what you hear, make sure and subscribe to the podcast to get all the newest episodes.
The Jim Walt team is available to you 24/7 at info@getreadyforthefuture.com. Or you can call our offices at 866-653-PLAN. That's 866-653-7526.
And while we like to have fun here, we're also financial advisors, and that means disclosures. You should personally consult a financial advisor before making any investment, and no strategy can assure success.
Jim Walt Financial Advisors is an Arkansas registered investment advisor with securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.